This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nani. Good morning, Brian. How are you, sir?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, we've been doing this show, what, four and a half years. I don't think we've had this organization on the show before, which is criminal, because frankly, they're a cultural institution in this town. Shame on us for not having them here before, but... Goodness, we got him in the house today, so yeah. Looking forward to this conversation. We're joined this morning by Sue Gilman. She is the executive director of The Wren's Nest. Sue, welcome.
Thank you.
And we're also joined by Kaylin Thomas. She's the program director with The Wren's Nest. Kaylin, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Thanks kindly to both of you for making time to join us today. I know you're awfully busy. You have some exciting things going on, so appreciate the time. Sue, I have a feeling there's probably a few people in the audience that are not familiar with The Wren's Nest, so lead us off by giving us a quick overview of what you do and how you serve the local marketplace.
So, first of all, The Wren's Nest is the oldest house museum in Atlanta. It was the home of Joel Chandler Harris. He's the person who wrote down the Burr Rabbit and Burr Fox stories in the 1800s.
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah. So the house was turned into a museum in 1913, and we give tours of the house. In 1884, the Harrises restored it and did a whole renovation project on it. So it's a great example of Victorian home at the turn of the century in Atlanta. And so we give tours of the museum. And then in addition to that, we have a group of storytellers who we call the Wren's Nest Ramblers. And they are a spectacular troupe of professional storytellers who tell, you know, in many other contexts, but we like to claim them as our own whenever we can get away with it. Sure. And so they rotate through and tell stories every Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Wren's Nest as part of the tour. And then also for, you know, groups who come in, schools, senior groups, family reunions, parties, whoever, you know, wants to come in and do a group tour of the Wren's Nest. And then they can also take advantage of the storytellers.
If we're not mistaken, you guys just had a huge landmark, 100th anniversary.
Yeah, it was actually 2 years ago. We still kind of linger. We figure, you know, it's like when you're this old, you can kind of celebrate.
You can do that.
Yeah. You can celebrate as long as you want to for the next 100 years.
It's like a birthday month, but birthday 2 years.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations on that. Yeah. Very, very exciting. So, Kaylin, walk us through. I mean, Sue mentioned the Saturday storytelling, but there's other things you guys do, other programs, other events. So walk us through some of the other types of events that you guys host there.
Well, we also host quite a few festivals, especially in the summertime. We have jazz festivals. Ooh, ooh. We have a health festival that comes. And a lot of these events are hosted in our backyard, which is really huge and has a wonderful stage and a place for people to have tables and lawn chairs and things like that. But usually it is an organization that will rent our space for their events.
Very, very cool. Sue, I want to give you a chance. I don't think there's probably a lot of people out there, and there's an awful lot of families in this community that aren't taking advantage of how amazing your storytelling experience is. I mean, there's just something magical about being in a wonderful home like that, but having someone with skill and a talent and a passion to tell an amazing story, it can be a profound experience for a family, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Our storyteller, so it's Akbar Imhotep, who's a very well-known storyteller around town, and Mama Koku, and Josie Bailey, and Curtis Richardson. They are our four storytellers. And these four people are, you know, they perform all over, well, really, the Southeast. But the thing that's interesting to me about that particular experience in the Wren's Nest is it has this very intimate quality. So they always tell... In the course of a session, they will always tell one or two of the Burr Rabbit Uncle Remus stories. But they also tell other African-American folk tales, kind of whatever they're in the mood for. And The place is small, and even the room that the storytelling happens in is not a big, huge room. So a lot of the feedback that we get from families and, you know, whoever comes through there is a real appreciation for, I don't know, like, I guess the modern term for it is the scale of the situation. It's very intimate and really sweet.
But they're not just voiceover talent reading script.
Oh, no, there's performers.
There's performers, yeah.
Oh, no, they're performing. Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, they don't read anything.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Okay. No, very, very cool. I don't know, Brian, since you're 11 years old, if you've ever experienced someone like that telling a story, it's an amazing experience. So you see it sometimes in film, and you begin to appreciate that. But seeing it in that environment by a, I don't know if I guess I shouldn't say professional, but I guess I could,
absolutely.
Could say they're professional.
No, they are.
Right. It's an amazing experience. All right. Sue and Kaylin will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, and we're back with Sue Gilman and Kaylin Thomas of The Wren's Nest.
You know, Sue, I found myself wondering during the first part about the exact location of The Wren's Nest, and it seems to me that there's some significance about that. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So The Wren's Nest is in the West End neighborhood, which is a designated historic neighborhood in the city of Atlanta. The house is on 2.5 acres. Originally, it was 5 acres. And in those days, in the 1800s, it was way out from downtown Atlanta. Then, obviously, that became less and less the case over the years. And so today, it is a historic African-American neighborhood, for sure. Ralph David Abernathy's church was there for many years. And yeah, so it's full of Victorian homes and is a really, really beautiful part of the city of Atlanta.
Sure. Well, I can imagine people at home thinking to themselves, you know, when can I come visit? Is there something coming up? You guys have an event coming up soon, correct? The Phoenix Flies?
Yeah. Well, you know, we're there Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 2:30. People can always come by and do a tour. And then, as I said, storytelling every Saturday at 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. But yes, in March, we love this. We're part of this program, and it's so interesting to me how few people in the city still seem to know about this. I think this will be the 12th year of what is called Phoenix Flies. This is put on by the Atlanta Preservation Center. And what it is all the historic entities within the city limits, like literally inside the city of Atlanta, basically open their doors at some point during the month of March and allow folks to come in for free. So we actually don't know exactly which Saturdays we're doing this, but two of the Saturdays in March, we will participate. And so the Wren's Nest will just be available with our tours and storytelling for folks to just come in for free. And, you know, like I said, all these historic places all over the city participate in this program through the month of March. It's fabulous.
Sounds very, very cool. And those dates will ultimately be on your website you have that nailed down. So Kaylin, you were touching on a couple of the programs at the Wren's Nest, but I want to ask specifically about some of your writing programs. Now, those sound very intriguing as well. Tell us all about that.
Well, the writing programs are so wonderful, and I'm so honored to be working with them right now. I'll tell you, the first one is our Scribes program, which is done with our middle school students. And we work with two schools in our neighborhood, Brown Middle School and Kipps Drive Academy. And the Scribes program is a program where we actually give the kids a theme of what they'll write about that session or that season, and then they will write about it, but write a fictional story about it. And it's really amazing to see the imaginations of these fifth through eighth graders and what they write about. The Kipps Drive Academy kids, the last book that they did was on social injustice. So they wrote a lot of stories, fictional stories, but based on the news that they'd seen about gun control and police brutality, age discrimination, sexism, unemployment, and awesome, awesome stories. I mean, sometimes you think the kids that young aren't thinking about those things, but they really are. And their book was titled Righting Civil Wrongs. And it was just so amazing. It really flew off the shelves. They did their book launch at the Decatur Book Festival over Labor Day weekend, and they sold nearly 200 books. So it was really a hit. Brown Middle School, their last book was Fork and Pen, and they actually wrote a fictional stories about food production. And not only food production on the farm, but food production in factories and also fast food and the behind the scenes stories about that.
So these are serious stories. This isn't some riff off of Brer Rabbit. I mean, exactly. this is real kind of stuff. Subject matter.
Although we have done that in the past too.
Yeah.
And we have. And as a matter of fact, starting in January, we'll have Kipps Drive Academy will be doing their 8th book. And they're going to be doing superheroes. So that'll be fun. And they'll be choosing someone in their real life who they think is a superhero, but then giving them the character name of a superhero and writing a fictional story about them. And we're just finishing up this week with Brown Middle School. And their theme was Atlanta's African-American historic sites. So a lot of them wrote fictional stories about the Royal Peacock on Auburn Avenue, the Martin Luther King Visitor Center, his birth home, Fire Station Number 6, which was one of the first fire stations to be integrated in Atlanta, Booker T. Washington High School, which was the first Black high school in Atlanta. So a lot of really interesting historic information there, and they're tying in 5 facts into their fictional stories. So we haven't chosen a title for that book yet, but we're excited about that. They will be doing their book launch at the Hammond's House Museum, which is also in our neighborhood, in May of next year.
Very cool. Any writing programs for 46-year-old kids?
Actually, no, though I have had some of the mentors, because we can't do these programs without our mentors. I have had some of them ask about us doing some programs for them, but we haven't thought about doing anything like that right now. However, we do have a program for high school kids. And
I could make that work.
Yeah. Every year we have a literary journal that's done by high school kids from all over Metro Atlanta. And we choose about 8 to 12 of them who will be the editors. And then they choose all of the essays and photographs and other stories that come in from high schoolers all over town. They decide what goes into their journal. And they do an excellent job. And they even choose not only the title, but how the cover looks and everything. They do everything.
That's really cool.
And this summer, when we do that program, it'll be the 10th year.
That's right.
Wow. Very cool. Yeah. Caitlin, let me dig into the mentorship a little bit. What are some of the credentials you might have to be a mentor?
Well, the majority of our mentors are actually professional or semi-professional writers.
Okay.
Or they are in school for journalism or English.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say maybe about a fourth of them are actually published authors.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. So very, very professional, good teaching that's going on there.
Absolutely. Awesome. We couldn't do it without them.
Sure.
Mm. Sue, anything else we should look forward to for the balance of 2016?
Well, we just got a grant recently called Grants to Green, which is a partnership between the Community Foundation for Greater Atlanta and South Face Institute, Energy Institute. And so through 2016, we'll be implementing a lot of the work that South Face came in and did an analysis of our building. What kind of energy things do you need to do to make this building more energy efficient? So the most exciting thing to me about 2016 is that for the first time in 145 years, the Wren's Nest is going to be energy efficient.
That's a good goal.
We're going to put storm windows on. We're getting a new roof. We're upgrading the HVAC system. very exciting stuff.
It's great stuff. And we've had South Face on the show several times before. And what I love about what their mission and purpose is that they can take an older home like this and make it green. And because there's a lot of people say, you got to write these old places off. And that's not necessarily the case.
Totally not true. The Wren's Nest is a National Historic Landmark. And we will do all of this work without, endangering that designation in any way at all.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very cool. Now I feel like talking to South Face again.
Yeah.
They do some cool work.
They're fabulous.
They are amazing. No, I'm overwhelmed every time we have a chat with them. All right. Well, ladies, I hate to say it, running low on time. Before I let you go, Sue, I'll ask you to this. How can people contact you all to learn more? And should they have questions and get information on all these great programs?
Wrensnest.org. And we have a Facebook page, which is really pretty active. And we have a Twitter. We're on Twitter. We're we're working our way into Instagram. Surely we're improving all the time. But yeah, our Facebook page is probably lately anyway, one of the sort of more active things that we're doing.
A lot of engagement going on there. Good stuff. Okay. I'm sure we'll link up to all that in the show notes. So Kaylin Thomas, the program director, and Sue Gilman, the executive director of The Wren's Nest. Ladies, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having us. Thank you so much.
And good luck with everything the balance of this year. All right. Thanks. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate that rating and review. So again, on behalf of today's guests, Sue Gilman and Kaylin Thomas, my co-host Brian Awney, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.